Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Good afternoon. You've done it again. You got sucked into yet another hour of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why.
Come a long way since I'd believe in anything. And I come halfway around the world. What are you talking about? Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's only one thing left for me to do, mama. I gotta ding-a-ding-dang.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair, mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore. These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Well, hello again. It's so nice. It's always so nice. It's so nice to be back here along with you guys. The best people. The best people of all the people between 5 and 6 p.m. because you're tuned in to In You All Along, you lucky dogs. I don't want to talk. I don't want to say anything, which is probably what everybody else wants to, but I'm so enjoying this bed music of music from Escape from New York's original motion picture soundtrack, composed by Alan Howarth. And I'm sure that John Carpenter himself had a lot of hand in this composition. John Carpenter's music basically has laid down the foundations for a whole genre. There are whole scenes built around music that sound pretty much just like this. Good for him. We just heard from a band called Wrong, with no W, R-O-N-G, with their song Minor Differences from 2019's album Worm Hat. And Wrong, very politically charged act, will be playing on a lineup tomorrow night at the Democracy Center on Mount Auburn Street in Harvard Square with acts with Lane, Big Fuzzy, and Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean. That's an all-ages show. The Democracy Center is a neat place. It's like a little old house. So go on down and check that out. Before that, we heard from the legendary Unbanned with their track Fish Shack Closing from their self-titled album from 1994. I could be wrong. I think that's on the Chunk label, but I'm not certain. The Unbanned also, somebody cleaned up their Wikipedia page, but it's still pretty hilarious, and for a long time was one of the most hilarious ones out there, if you need some light reading. Before that, we heard, of course, from Husker Du with How to Skin a Cat from 1985's New Day Rising. And for the careful listeners in there, there was a get-rich-quick scheme instruction in that song. You feed the cats to the rats, and the rats to the cats, and you get the cat skins for free. Something to do with the rats breeding at 12 times the pace of the cats. You can do the math. We opened, of course, with Ministry and Jesus Built My Hot Rod. That was the Red Line, White Line version from the single CD from 1991. I don't know if I've ever played any Ministry here on the show. It's funny. There was a time in my life where I just couldn't get enough of Ministry, and I don't know, maybe I got enough. But that's a nice long song to start a show with and allow me to get settled in here and get you all riled up. So, now that you're good and riled, let's take it on here at 519 into another set of delightful, agitating rhythms and selections. Well. This show is just cruising right along. Right on along. It's already 5:32 here down at WMFO at the corner of College Ave and Boston Ave for all you stalkers out there. We just heard from the one and only Ween with their song, I Can't Put My Finger on It, from 2004's Chocolate and Cheese, a fine album from start to finish. Before that, we heard from the Gibb family. No, not that Gibb family, but a different Gibb family with Voyage to Triangulos from the 1981 space opera storytelling album, Voyage to Triangulos. Thank you to Joe for passing that gem on to me, that piece of Canadian science fiction audio adventure fantasy. I don't know anything else about those guys or about that store. Those of you with more background info on Voyage to Triangulos should, of course, post it right up there on the Facebook page at facebook.com/InYouAllAlong. The internet home of the In You All Along radio program, a wide open forum for all you malcontents to post your comments, criticism, complaints, and all around contempt for what we do down here. Compliments also accepted. Before that, we heard from the Von Trapps. Salem's own the Von Trapps. I don't know if you've been paying attention. I've been trying to certainly bring attention to the fine, fine music scene happening just north of town in the city of Salem. Salem, Massachusetts, that is. But among them, among the bands there, are the Von Trapps. There are a few great venues happening these days, like Kodo and Opus. Hopefully more to come. The Von Trapps, that song was Tunica Molesta, a single of theirs from 2018. Tunica Molesta is a Roman torture device. Apparently, it literally means annoying shirt. Now, I've seen many, many an annoying shirt. And if I yelled out Tunica Molesta to someone on the street, I think they might take it the wrong way. But that was apparently one soaked in flammable materials to provide an extra, extra level of torture back in those days. The Von Trapps are playing. When are they playing? They're playing tomorrow, Saturday the 8th, at O'Brien's. Sally O'Brien's. Different place entirely. With the Lipstick Boys. So that might be a fun show. I might go down there myself. And we opened up that set with the Gasoline Virgins with their track Theme, Kenneth Lee, from 2019's album We Will Know. They are also playing tonight at the Cantab right down there in Central Square. Always a fun roll of the dice at the Cantab. I say that in the best way because I'm always surprised by what I see down there in that little old dark basement full of cheap beer. They'll be playing with Karate Steve, Mourn the Light, and VAT. Here we are at 5:36. And just looking at the clock, I realize that it's time. It's story time once again. I know you love story time. You've been good little boys and girls. So I'm going to tell you a story this week. What's one we haven't told you in a while? No, that's not necessary. No. We've been over this 100 times and, oh, well, let's just go right into public transit versus walking. Now, this is a story you always like, because if you take public transportation, good for you. See, it starts out with a compliment. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service story time message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. All right. We got a few more songs left, so hang around, hang on, stay tuned.
Going on to you, swallow my pride. That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
That one, that last song there, of course, the classic, the legend. I think Frank Sinatra's second highest performing single, That's Life. I think only behind Strangers in the Night. That one goes out to X-Ray Burns. X-Ray Burns, we lost a year ago this week. And, man, oh man, seems like yesterday, seems impossible. But X-Ray Burns is still dead. He of the Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns on WFMU in New Jersey, and leader of legions of loyal fans. Rest in peace, buddy. Before that, we heard from Worshipper. Worshipper with Who Holds the Light from 2019's album Light in the Wire. You lucky people, man. You just get luckier and luckier. Worshipper are playing tonight at once with Sea, Glacier, and Seed. A natural array of bands from around the natural world, and Worshipper. Lots of metal stuff going on this weekend. It's like we're Worcester all of a sudden, but that's okay. That's how you get through the winter sometimes. Before that, we heard from the Dark Brothers with Charmed Life off of their one and only album, 2014's The Dark Brothers Present the Seven Steps to Enlightenment. That, of course, features on vocals the late, great Josh Silverman, another one of Hudson County, New Jersey's finest departed sons. I encourage you to dig up everything Josh Silverman was ever involved with and see if you don't have your heart broken by how amazing a talent he was. Before that, we heard from the Benevolent Taros with their song Fuzzy and Wild from 2019's Meet Your Fate. They are also playing lots of good stuff playing this weekend. They're playing tomorrow night at Opus up in Salem. Remember I said all the good stuff happening up there? You can get up there. They're playing with the Evil Streaks, the Demon Seeds, and I think that's it. Get on up there. We opened that set with Keeping the These Together, the Head Coatees, with Swallow My Pride from 1999's The Sisters of Suave. That, of course, a cover of the Ramones song from, 1976, something like that. Swallow My Pride from the Ramones' second album. Lamenting the performance of their first. That is going to do it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in here to In You All Along. Tune in again next week at the same time, 5 p.m. every Friday Eastern Time here on WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Both of them coming up next.